first thing I want to ask is, when it comes to non-league football, you know, obviously the fan base is going to be smaller, but do you think that despite the stature of the club being smaller than maybe some of the other clubs in the area, you still have a passionate fan base?
Most of our fans are very, very passionate and they stay with us. I mean, we do have one or two Forest, you know, Notts County and Derby supporters, and obviously they kind of do both, or some even buy season tickets and they've got season tickets for both, but I think we've got quite a loyal fan base. And away from home, we usually take a minimum of 50, 60, sometimes 200, which is absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. I always think we're better supported away from home, but they probably have more to drink. Yes.
What is your attendance like here at the club?
It's between, at the moment, it's about 450 to 500. We've had a few over that. In fact, we're a very young team, and I think the fans a couple of years ago were very sceptical when we went very, very young. But we went very young because we've gone full time, and the idea, if you've noticed, we obviously try to promote players and get players into the Football League. We were successful at that last year. We've got lots of people looking at players we've got at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, you've had Shea Adams at the club previously. Ray Simmons, who moved on to Chesterfield.
We also two lads went to Fleetwood, Ash Hunter and Akil Wright. They're doing all right, so they've all gone to kind of League One. So. It's good for the club.
Can I ask, were you part of the club when it was liquidated, when it was formerly Ilkeston Town?
I came to the club around that time. It had just virtually gone belly up when I came to really help out, and it was people just trying to keep it going at the time. But I helped the new owner obviously develop the academy. We only had an academy team at first, the first year, because the FA don't let you kind of like form another team and start halfway through the season. So we started the first team the following year, got promoted to the Northern Premier League, and we've been there since. We were very close to getting promoted last year. Lost that 1-0 to in the playoff final, but that's the way it goes, you know. We go again.
Maybe when you have three more chances, you'll finally get it right. How has the newly founded club actually done in its years? As you say, it's a young club. We're only 5 years down the line, but do you reckon it has bounced back to the level that you would have hoped?
Definitely. I mean, the other night in the FA Youth Cup, I don't know if you're aware that, I mean, we beat Shrewsbury. Leagues, it's the second league side we've played. We're in the third round. That's the highest the club has ever been. And I think you'll probably find that we're probably one of the only non-league clubs now left in the third round. We play Newcastle at home on the 16th of December. Obviously they're all looking forward to that, but we are about the academy. When the club was reformed, it was set up as an academy with 28 academy boys that had already been signed up prior to the club going bust in 2010, and we've just gone on from there. And we've actually, what we tried to do is, right from grassroots level, tried to kind of make it about a young team, and it's about trying to promote those. And we always had the idea that one day, if we nurtured them well enough and we kind of did the right recruiting, because that's what I've done at Derby County. I was in recruiting with Derby County, and that was one of the things I helped do when I came here. We thought, well, we might just get the odd gem and we can put them in the first team, but it actually went better than that with Shea Adams going to Sheffield United and the other lads moving on last year. And now we're at a stage where we've probably got a better team at under-18s level now than we probably had 2 years ago, when we got beat by Accrington Stanley in the second round. So I think now we've got one or two lads that are attracting scouts, and there was 36 scouts here the other night. So it's good for the club, healthy for the club, and I think the supporters over a period of a couple of years have bought into the fact that we are about young players. The average age of the first team's 19, which is incredible at this level. Mm-hmm. You're playing men's football, and you'll see today that we're playing Hyde, and there'll be a lot of boys playing for them that are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years older than ours. Mm-hmm. So, but it's about learning to play football. We're in full time. We've got a great management structure behind the scenes with Andy Watson, who's been assistant manager of Scotland, Rangers, followed Alex McLeish around. And we've got some really good people in around with the academy. We've probably got double the staff behind the scenes that most other non-league clubs have, but a trooping success. And at the end of the day, if we can get some boys into the Football League, that's what we're all about.
Do you think you focus on youth players for the sake of a club philosophy or perhaps for the financing?
Definitely for a club philosophy. The financing comes with it if you can get somebody good enough, and obviously Shea moving on attracts good players to us. I mean, we look to get the boys in here that have probably been released by academies at Derby, Leicester, all over the country. We're looking for boys that have been released, but usually they're too small for, they don't meet the requirements and the criteria that's required. But they come here for a couple of years, play well, and now the scouts are back looking at the same players, which is a bit of a turnaround really. But we believe in what we're doing. At half time the other night, two officials from the FA who had been to St George's Park and watched England get beaten by West Germany came here and said, we've written the book up, this has done it to completely different. They were excited about what we're doing. We've got 260 odd fans here watching kids. Mm-hmm. And reckon that kind of attendance in the second round of the FA Youth Cup's unheard of. So we know we're doing something right. It's hard work, and you need good people behind the scenes to pick these lads up, because you can put them in the first team, they can have a bad game, but somebody's got to pick them up on a Monday. We are in full time, they do their education here, everything's done here, so we're very, very close, very, very close family club, and I think the fans buy into that.
Well, as you said, Shea Adams moved from here to Sheffield United. Do you think that there is more talent in the non-leagues than perhaps it's given credit for? And do you think that maybe there should be more of an emphasis from bigger clubs to look down the leagues?
I think after talking to some of the scouts and that from sort of league clubs over the last couple of years, I think they're very aware that non-league, there is the odd gem there. But we get scouts, I mean, today there'll probably be 10-15 scouts here today. They're watching us all the time because they know we're looking for the gems. We're in a system that, for instance, somebody like Sheffield United will buy Shea Adams off us, but they're looking to move, ultimately looking to move Shea Adams on and make money themselves. So we're in a system and it's a cycle. There is the gems out there. There's lots and lots of lads every year get released by league clubs that are good enough but not given the chance. They don't get a chance to play men's football. They're playing in an academy system, and this is what the guys from the FA were doing. Probably the clubs have maybe got the academy system wrong. They're playing a lot of games, probably 15 to 20 games a year, that are non-competitive, whereas we're putting 16, 17, 18 year old boys into an environment where it's win or you get told off, or, you know, everybody at the end of the day, the club's got to move forward. So it's a different environment, and actually you find out that some of those boys are that have been released by league clubs, they were disappointed and they think, well, I've been there since I was 10 and they get to 16 and they're just rejected, and it's a bit of a downer for them, and they think, well, it's gone now. But they come here, and Ash Hunter did that, got released by Burton, asked for a trial here, came here, was here a few weeks, got a chance after Shea Adams moved on, played 9 games and ended up at Fleetwood and playing in their first team, which isn't too bad. And that's actually like a minor success story, but there's lots about like that. But you've got lots of non-league clubs that they'll do it the traditional non-league way, where you've got an older player drops out of the Football League, and maybe today there might be one or two players playing for Hyde that have been around, probably been in the Conference, probably been in League Two, or been at clubs like that, and they drop down and they'll just bet, and they're quite happy to do that, and that's okay. But we're looking to kind of go the other way. We're shifting it around a little bit. But like I say, you need good staff, you need to be bold about it, and lots of managers at this level won't do that. I have FC United, I've got Gary Neville wanting to talk to us about what we're doing, because he's got a situation at Salford. He's doing great in the FA Cup with a lot of guys that have dropped out of the Football League, but he's got nothing behind it. He's got no youth set up. They might have some junior teams. They've got nobody that's going to come in and make a difference, a game changer or anything like that. So, you know, he's invited us up. We've got an academy here. We do our education here. We've got 65 boys in an academy, and that's massive for a club like this. Sure, it generates money, but also we've got every single boy. We like to think that they'll leave here. They're not all going to be professional footballers. They're not all going to make our first team. But what we like to think that there'll be better footballers when they leave here, and also there'll be better people. They'll carry on with their education. Some go on to university. Some go to America. We've got, you know, we try to have a pathway for everybody, but it's difficult. But I say we've got some good staff here. So,
what would you say is your 5-year plan for the club?
Mine personally, since I took over in March, took the club over, I'd like to think that we're in the conference in 5 years, probably beyond. I don't think it's beyond us, and people have said to me, will you do the same? Will you keep playing young players even if you're in the conference? Yes, we would. You're just looking for better young players. So it's difficult to, if you go to an exit trial where there's lads from Tottenham, Arsenal being released, then they don't even know where the Northern Premier League is. But actually, we're putting that on the map. And if they look at the FA Youth Cup and you look at all the results, there's only Ilkeston virtually, and I think Cheltenham or something like that are left in it, in non-league, which is, I think Ebbsfleet might still be in it. But we're way down the pecking order. But if you look at it and are we successful, can we... Would it be good for an Arsenal boy, for instance, to join us? Maybe it would be a good move for him because he'd get straight into our first team if he was good enough. And if he's 16, 17 and he's spent a few years at Arsenal, he'll know how to play. He'll only just not be quite good enough for them. I just think that a lot of people now see us as a route from Shea Adams. Shea Adams, obviously, he made the headlines, but the other lads moving as well, and everybody in the Football League are watching what we're doing because we've got a better academy. I believe we've got a better academy here than most League 1 or League 2 clubs because they play at it, and it costs money to run an academy, but we do it a little bit different. We are looking to sell a player, bring a player through, but we're also looking to win football matches. I want to get into the higher we get, the better players we'll get, and the more the model will work.
Yeah. I don't know if this was a question that because we were talking about it a little bit in the car, would you ever consider possibly setting up some links with the University of Nottingham, perhaps sending coaches along to the football teams that are there?
Would love it. We'll work with anybody at the moment. One of the big challenges I had taken over, and in the summer the manager that was here previously, Kevin Wilson and Steve Chettle, they moved on to Pastures New. Done a great job here, but their contracts ran out. I replaced them with Gavin Strack, and Gavin brought in Andy Watson, who's with us, for his experience. And Gavin has since moved on, like you know, to Doncaster. It's opened the door for Andy. We've got people here who are pro-licensed coaches. It's unheard of in non-league. So they'd be more than willing to come and help. One of the other challenges we've had is a massive challenge. We had no training ground. We've got a little pitch out the back, and we're beg, steal and borrow here, there and everywhere, using local clubs for one day. We've now done a deal with Rolls-Royce Leisure in Derby, and we've got like our own training ground there. We use three pitches. We're training full-time. Obviously, the first team and the academy are training full-time. So it's heavy going, but we've got the use of the gym there, pool, everything. So that's good. But we want links with everywhere. We've had links with Notts University and that in the past. People have come here and done testing for us at the beginning of the season. We like to do all of that. We like to talk to the media people like yourselves. We want this. We want it. We want the club to be bigger. We want people to know about it. Because I really do believe, and everybody that works here believes, we're doing something a little bit different.